The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Well, I'm joined in studio by Dermot Gavin, horticulturalist, garden designer, Chelsea gold medal winner. Good morning, Dermot.
Morning, Pat.
Now, you're taking a generalist view of the garden this morning.
Yeah, so I was driving yesterday from Wicklow to Cork, and you can't help but notice that the country is greening up and colouring up because the soil temperature is warming up, plants are beginning to grow, buds on all the hedgerows, some of those early cherry trees are out, daffodils are out. So we're beginning to garden. And I thought we should think about our history of gardening and the way that we garden.
Who were the first gardeners? Do we know?
Yeah, probably the first gardeners were the first settlers. So the first tribe that really began to put down roots, began to build communities, began to build towns and suburbs, indeed, around the banks of the Euphrates River, where it was very, very fertile. So these people began in what's now areas around southern Iraq and parts of Iran and parts of Egypt. They began to enclose space, which is really important because outside it would have been maybe dangerous, maybe desert. They began to enclose space. They began to bring plants in and they began to create a sheltered place. And immediately that began to be associated with farming, I suppose, market gardening and also religion.
I'm wondering, was it mostly about food? You know, that's where gardening really began, that you'd find wild things growing that you could eat. But then if you could actually marshal them.
Yes, and I think the main part of that is if you tended to them. So repeat maintenance meant that you could grow. So as soon as they started growing cereal crops, which was the first, they began to grow other ornamental plants and groves of trees.
Now, the Persians, the Iranians of today, they were great gardeners. They created gardens that were both functional and ornamental.
Yes, really important. So the Persians would have got that idea of paradise. So, and paradise came from an oasis. So what you found in the desert, if there was an oasis of water was springing up, you had date trees, which created shade, but also created sustenance, and you'd plant around it and you'd have moving water. So they refined that idea and created what we know as the Persian garden. And their word for garden was, really ends up as paradise. So
okay. Now, it's interesting. Some of those gardens kind of survive, don't they, in some of the great artifacts in Iran?
Some of the later gardens survive. So some of the ones that were built in the 15th, 16th and 17th centuries survive. So they would have been some of the origins of the Islamic style garden. So in places like Tehran and Isfahan, which have been, you know, subject to missile attacks today, there are amazing gardens that give us our gardening heritage.
Yeah, now some of these places are supposed to be protected from any by international agreement.
Well,
from any
we saw
kind of
what happened with that the poor children in that school. So mistakes happen, and you know some people don't care. So whatever, whether it's human life or whether it's the history of civilization, it is subject to
when we look at the great civilizations, whether you agree with their politics or their militaristic attitudes, I don't know. But I mean, the Greeks, I'm not sure how warlike they were, but they were gardeners. Did they have a particular style?
They did have a particular style. So when we think of the philosophers and the schools that they would have had, they had sacred groves. So they had an outward thoughts on the garden. Whereas ancient Egyptians were building and Persians were building courtyards and areas for protecting. Ancient Greeks had a more civic kind of attitude to gardening. So it was almost public park, groves of trees, places to wander around, places with statues. So they had one attitude and the Romans had another attitude.
What was the Roman attitude?
Insular. So creating, if we go to Pompeii, we can still see remarkable frescoes of gardens and the courtyards indeed set out. And they showed pictures on the wall that would show a very ordered pool at the centre, and they would show where trees like bay trees or citrus trees were planted around those pools.
Now, the Moorish garden, which is from Islam, I suppose, and we see remnants of that still in southern Spain and Portugal.
So that idea moved, so it's the idea of this Persian garden moved from, what is now Iran and Iraq, right the way up through North Africa, through India, through Mughal countries, to with the Moorish invaders to southern Spain, and we get the Alhambra. And the Alhambra, although it's a more recent garden, and although what we see now is a kind of recreation of what was there, that gives us the idea of the patio garden. It gives us the idea of the use of water, and it brings those ideas of the channels of the sacred rivers up to kind of contemporary times.
Where do the French come in, and indeed the British?
The French come in terms of, well, I suppose, first of all, you have Renaissance Italy, and they were creating order in the gardens. So something like the Villa d'Este, creating terraces and creating symmetry. Then Louis XIV gets his hands on, or well, creates Versailles, and he wants to control as far as the artist can see. So he is controlling plants, he's controlling people, and he's using true La Notte mathematics to create incredible vistas. And then the English say, no, that's all wrong, and they sweep that away because they want something like God created, except they want to improve on what God created. So you have people like William Kent and Capability Brown emerging.
And do we have any style here?
We take the British style, I suppose, after William Kent and Capability Brown, and Brown had some gardens on this island. We have the aristocracy losing their power after the First World War. We have the new stockbroker belt in places like London, and probably Dublin, and you have people who are building grand houses that look like they've always been there, that look like they grew out of the soil, and you have Gertrude Jekyll coming along with Edwin Lutyens, and they're creating small gardens or a series of garden rooms, and they are the godparents, I suppose, or the grandparents of the contemporary garden
of what we have today. Jim McGavin, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.